It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Cat. We created this book because we learn so much from our cats. They show us how to be better humans, and they teach us about resilience and fortitude and loyalty. If we rescue them, they rescue us back. And then there are the times when they just make us laugh, and it's because of how they finagle extra privileges or how they get away with breaking our rules because they're so cute. They're also so independent that they'll often choose their humans rather than the other way around. And that's what happened to Mindy Picote and her partner, Rue. One night, a cat jumped through their window, the one over their bed, and got comfortable with them. They recognized her as a cat who spent a large part of her day sitting in their herb garden. Usually she just stared at the compost bin because a couple of mice lived inside it. Quickly, this turned into a habit. The cat would jump through the window and join them in bed every night. And then she started hanging around during the day too. She became a regular part of their lives. And because their window was always open, she came and went as she pleased. Mindy and Rue didn't want to be stealing someone's cat, so they never fed her, and she seemed to go to her other home for her meals. They were being so careful not to overly welcome her that they started calling her, "You don't live here." That was her name. After some time, though, they noticed that she was looking a little skinny and also her fur was dull. So they started feeding her because they thought she needed it. And then they ran into the woman who lived next door and they asked if this was her cat. And she said that it was, but the cat hadn't been around so much and they thought she had found a new family. So I guess they had stopped feeding her. They had taken her in as a kitten 8 years earlier when she was injured and needed a home. So they were kind of accidentally hosting this cat. So that neighbor had a large, busy family, and maybe the cat didn't really enjoy it there anyway. So when Mindy and Rue were getting ready to move, after a couple of years of hosting their neighbor's cat, Rue went next door and asked, you know, what's up? Could they take the cat with them? And he was told that they would get back to them. And Mindy and Rue waited a few weeks, in fact, until the very last day in their house, and they didn't get an answer. And then finally they were told, yes, you can take the cat. And the cat has moved with them several times since, and she's never shown any further inclination to find a new family. Esther Stevens found herself in a similar situation when her household went from having three dogs to having none at all. That was a strange, sad time for that family. And on top of that, one of Esther's daughters was having issues that were making home life difficult. The daughter kept hinting that she wanted a cat, but Esther and her husband weren't ready for a new pet. They had just lost three dogs, and their home life was stressful as it was without adding a new obligation. One day, though, Esther was working in her front yard and a kitten just appeared. And this little kitten was sweet and friendly, and she would rub up against Esther, but then she'd get shy and she would run away to hide. But a couple of days later, the kitten actually ran right into their house. And that was it. Esther yelled at her to leave, but the kitten just pretended she hadn't heard anything. And a few days later, it was obvious that this kitten was in charge and she was going to stay with them. And so they gave her a name, Bella. So Esther still didn't want a new pet, but ever since that kitten's arrival, her daughter had changed. Esther says, "This independent, bossy, wide-eyed feline brought a serenity, an acceptance, a sounding board to every member of our house." And she goes on to say, "If someone had asked me during that tumultuous time if I thought bringing a sassy cat into the mix would have helped the family dynamic, I would have laughed. But that's exactly what happened. Bella was our therapist, our friend, a neutral tie to one another, a subject to talk about that didn't induce any strain." So we hear about this all the time. We hear about a family going through a rough patch, often with teenagers, and then they bond and they reconnect through their shared relationship with a cat or a dog. Esther says she hadn't wanted the fur and the cost and the overall mess of a cat, but now they have three cats because Bella brought home another stray kitten, and then they voluntarily adopted one more after that. Esther says she can replace damaged furniture and she can vacuum up fur, but what she can't replace is the way that Dr. Bella the cat helped mend her whole family. This was yet another case of a family saying that they didn't rescue the cat. Nope, she rescued them. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the 2.3 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com, click on the podcast button, and you can learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Cat. You can pick up a copy at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or wherever else you like to get your books. And I have to say that we're really proud of the way we handle our cat books. So we make sure that we feature lots of rescued cats, particularly black cats and senior cats, because those are the categories that are often left behind in the shelters. And we donate royalties from this book and our other recent dog and cat books to American Humane, which is a wonderful organization that does humanitarian work on behalf of cats in shelters and also during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our other new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Running for Good. We're going to talk about creating relationships again, but this time we're going to talk about how running and walking can help you find new friends and create bonds in your community.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.